His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast today into the weekend. Well, today, clouds and sun mid-40s. Tonight, cloudy mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, mild and windy with showers 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, a chance of gusty thunderstorms. On Sunday, partly sunny, a high near 50. And Monday, sunny, high in the lower 50s. We'll check the details on that forecast in just a few minutes. Well, as Robin Hood Radio reported on Monday morning, a group of local residents opposed to the mass removal of trees at Housatonic Meadows State Park appeared on Monday morning to barricade the entrance to the parking area. But employees of the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, the organization overseeing the project, did not show up. The project manager told the Cornwall Conservation Commission members he believes the work had been paused so a hearing could be scheduled. Residents were unaware of plans to cut the trees until late November when passerbys saw the remains of 24 felled oaks and some pine trees. State Representative Maria Horn of Salisbury was contacted and she reached out to DEEP officials and the work stopped. However, word was received last week that the cutting would continue, so the blockade was organized. In Kent, voters have approved a transfer of funds to cover a litigation line that exceeded the budget by over $46,000, but not before asking questions about the Board of Selectmen's process that resulted in the overage. During a virtual town meeting, moderator Darlene Brady led the 46 participants through the process of voting using the polling feature in Zoom to register their vote. It passed 23 to 11. Not everybody attending that meeting was eligible to vote. On Thursday in Connecticut, the positivity rate slipped a little to 6.48%. The current number of hospitalizations is 576. Data on COVID-19-associated deaths updated every Thursday by the state. The number of total tests performed since the pandemic began is now over 12,600,000, an increase of over 41,000 since Wednesday. New York Attorney General Letitia James is seeking testimony from Donald Trump as part of an ongoing fraud inquiry involving the former president's namesake real estate business, the Trump Organization. Trump's deposition, requested for early next month, would mark a new escalation of civil investigations into financial fraud involving the Trump Company. The civil investigation focusing on whether the company claimed false property valuations in its dealing with lenders and taxing authorities has been running parallel to a criminal inquiry involving both James and Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance. SUNY Chancellor Jim Mylatris said Thursday he would step down January 14th among growing calls for his resignation after he made incendiary comments about one of Governor Cuomo's sexual harassment accusers prior to her accusations. He was a former top advisor to Cuomo who was appointed to the chancellor in August of 2020. He apologized in recent days after the attorney generals made public transcripts and evidence from a probe, the allegations against Cuomo, which led to his resignations earlier in the year. In Great Barrington, just a couple of summers, people will have a better place to park and a safer trek to Lake Mansfield Beach with their armloads of supplies and children. They'll also enjoy newly overhauled recreation areas that are more beautiful and protects the ecosystem in that area. They'll continue to be able to bike, stroll, fish, and play on the road around the eastern side of the lake, but with engineering and new plantings that will fix drainage problems and excessive stormwater runoff. Construction is estimated to start in spring or summer of 2023. Depending on funding and permits, the town will seek grant money for the project, estimated at $1.78 million. In Salisbury, at 8:30, a special meeting of the PZC and the Inland Wetlands Commission. There's a food drive going on today, a free food distribution event that happens today from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at Our Lady of Hope Parish on Route 22. Volunteers are welcome to help. It's Winterfest at the Maplebrook School main campus today from 6 to 8 p.m. and December 11th from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Bring a new hat, scarf, or mittens for admission. Proceeds benefit Adopt-A-Family. Walk through the campus winter wonderland, holiday gifts for purchase, food, drink, caroling, and you can even meet Santa. Now, coming up at the Sharon Playhouse on Saturday, December 11th at 2 and 7 p.m. and Sunday, December 12th at 3 p.m., It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. Both performances will be in the Bach Gallery. Proof of vaccination for all shows is required. 860-364-7469, sharonplayhouse.org. And COVID-19 vaccines are coming to your neighborhood. Now, Material Girls, St. John's Lutheran Church in Ankrum, New York, have their holiday craft sale. That is coming up tomorrow from 10 until 2 in the church hall behind the church. The town of North Canaan, 100 P Street, Sunday, December 12th from 10 till 4. Northwest corner residents only. Walk-in, no appointment needed. No ID or insurance required. 5 to 11 years only. Must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. Pfizer vaccine. For more information, call 211 or visit on the web ct.gov/COVID-vaccine. Opening night festivities on December 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. in Cornwall, West Cornwall, Connecticut. You can explore an all-new walkable outdoor art gallery inspired by the 12 Days of Christmas. It's open for the second year with all new works of art by new and returning artists. The sidewalks of West Cornwall will transform into a walking art gallery as artists create unique interpretations of the timeless 12 Days of Christmas holiday theme. Windows nestled throughout the picturesque West Cornwall village area, all within easy walking distance of one another. No more than a half hour is needed to see all the windows and shop in local shops. Younger guests can collect stickers at each artist's window and even get a prize if they collect all 12. The exhibition is open for exploration from Saturday, December 11th until Sunday, January 2nd. You can view it at any time. The Village of Millerton has their next regular meeting on Monday, December 13th at 6 p.m. That is a change date from the December 20th date due to the holiday. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. They've got a great new tapas menu added, and also you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,754.69, the NASDAQ at 15,517.37, and the S&P 500 at 4,667.45. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.